The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
All right, now with GP out of hour services, HSE live and emergency numbers under massive pressure, members of the public are anxious to get information on COVID-19 symptoms and testing, but perhaps a new website could ease some of the pressure. COVID Medbot is a self-assessment tool developed by Irish digital health startup Accure. And to tell us all about it is Professor of Robotics and Autonomous Systems, consultant in intensive care medicine and surgery, and founder of Accure, Dr. Oran Rigby, good morning and welcome.
Pat, good morning. Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, you were developing this actually long before the current extreme crisis, I suppose. How long have you been working on it?
Well, the company itself was founded in Ireland about 6 months ago, but it was actually part of a spin-off originally in Australia, where I'd been for the previous 18 years. And our focus is on automating clinical trials. So we actually had just before Christmas aligned with Microsoft and the Royal College of Surgeons to put in a large grant for automating and disrupting, I suppose, the whole clinical trial system in both Ireland and globally. And we were successful with that. And we're currently beginning a €6 million project to look at the automation and matching of patients with clinical trials. So this is an extension of that. Effectively trying to find a cure and trying to match patients with the ability to find a cure or a vaccine or some kind of new therapeutics that will impact on COVID. And obviously the imperative here is that at the moment we're being quite defensive in our approach, and rightly so, in terms of social distancing, isolation, etc. But that's only a temporizing measure. In many ways, the best form of defense is attack, and that's actually finding a cure. And that's where the focus and the vision of this has come from.
Now, the idea of a COVID Medbot is to get people to self-assess online. How does it work?
Well, the Medbot itself is essentially a chat. It takes about 90 seconds, and it's a series of questions that allow patients and citizens anywhere to self-assess their, number one, their risk of being infected with COVID, but even more importantly, perhaps, the impact on their health if they do indeed become infected. And then based on that sequence of questions and information gathering, we process that and come out with the action point, which is effectively, do they need a test or not? And also then a series of personalized guidance based on HSE guidelines and WHO and CDC guidelines, of what they need to do in terms of actionable insights. So the most important one is probably that, whether they need a test or not.
So that will be the binary answer at the end.
Absolutely.
You do not need a test at this point, or you do?
Correct. And that's all based on validated guidelines by the HSC. Certainly, that can be localized to the NHS. We're speaking with health authorities in Australia. There's a whole network of hospitals in the States as well. Because obviously, the advice you have is geospecific and depends on the jurisdiction. At the same time, this high-level advice, such as social distancing, isolation, etc., that all becomes that's global. And indeed, the symptoms and the physiology is also similarly global. So we feel that what the COVID Medbot can do is easy 24/7 access to the worried citizens out there, but at the same time also releasing the burden for GPs and for people at the front line who are already overburdened with sometimes up to 1,000 plus phone calls per GP per day. So that's a massive distraction from the carrying on the usual business of care. And the third key piece is the insights that you can get from the collective. So the collective data, you can start deriving some tremendous insights into surge prediction, into where resource allocation needs to happen.
So, Oran, how do people access the test, and how many have done so far?
Sure. Well, we were the first Medbot, if you will, for COVID in the world. So we released that about 12 days ago. We've had 17,000 cases. The market's come up and through. And it's just a cure for COVID. So that's AKKURE, the number 4, and COVID. So acureforcovid.com. And the Medbot effectively auto-deploys. and the questions are there, and it takes about 90 seconds. And I think it's probably worth stressing that we designed it so it's free, it's easy, it's fast, because the key piece to COVID is that it's a dynamic disease, and your risk of infection is clearly dynamic as well, based on your location, based on the point in time. So you need to be able to take the test recurrently. And to do that, it has to be easy. So it's an easy point of contact for people to take the test on a daily basis, ideally. And what we've noticed is that about 80% of those 17,000 have been in the age group of 18 to 50. So those who are kind of, I suppose, engaged with, be it social media, digital forms of communication, working from home, working remotely, etc. And what we really need them to do is make sure that they pass this knowledge, this resource on to those who are actually at the higher risk. So their parents, those who live with them, to take this test. Because what a lot of people don't know is that, you know, probably a million people, over 1 million Irish people live over 65, live with a chronic disease. And that makes them vulnerable to not just the risk of getting an infection here, but the impact of the infection, the people we see in the ICU, essentially, those who are being impacted, you know, all around the world, the ones who are effectively dying from this disease. And to know where those populations of risk are means you can plan both at an individual and a personal level, what do I need to do, but also at a national level, you can start getting insights for resource allocation and surge planning.
Okay. Well, the resource is found at Acure, A-K-K-U-R-E, for the digit 4, COVID.com. Acure for COVID.com. And Dr. Oran Rigby, who's the founder of Acure, thank you very, very much for joining us on